This is De Bello Gallico, book 5, and this should be the last part of chapter 24, starting with his militibus. So with these soldiers, or over these soldiers, praese usit, he ordered to take command, quintum titurium sabinum et lucium arunculium, long name, quotam legatus. He ordered Quintus Titurius Sabinius and Lucius Cotta to be in charge as his lieutenants. Okay, so he ordered these two guys to be in charge as legates over these soldiers. And distributus legionibus, and the legions having been distributed ad hunc modum, in this manner, in this way, estimavit, he reckoned that, so this is an indirect statement, he reckoned that facilime se mediri posse, that he could most easily remedy the inopii frumentarii, the scarcity of grain. Atque tamen, and moreover, Hiberna, the winter quarters, harum omnium legionum, the winter quarters of all these legions, praeter eam, except for the one, quam dederat, which he had given to Lucius Roscius, ducendam, to be led in pacatissimam et quietissimam partem, into a most peaceful and tranquil area, contenebantur, were contained, were located, milibus passum quintum, within 100,000 of paces, so within 100 miles of each other. Ipse interia, he himself meanwhile, quod, until cognovisit, until he had learned that the legiones collocatus, that the legions were settled, munintaque Hiberna, and that the winter quarters were fortified, in Gallia morari constituit, he decided to stay in Gaul. All right, so over these soldiers, he, Caesar, ordered Quintus Sabinius and Lucius Cotta to be in charge as legates. These legions having been distributed in this way, he reckoned, or he thought, that he can most easily remedy the scarcity of grain. And moreover, the winter quarters of all these legions, except for the one which he had given to Lucius Roscius to be led into the most peaceful, most tranquil area, were contained within 100 miles of each other. He himself, meanwhile, until he had learned that the legions were settled and that the winter quarters were fortified, decided to stay in Gaul. All right, so things to think about. Why would it be easier to supply the troops with grain if they were spread out over a wider area? And you know, what does this imply about transportation over land in the winter? Why does Caesar decide to remain longer than usual in Gaul? What does this imply about his skill as general? And I think also in your book, on page 80, you have a map of the various winter quarters. So compare his descriptions with that. And does this map provide any additional information that you think would be important in understanding this situation? Does Caesar's text accurately reflect what is on the map? If you were one of Caesar's lieutenants, which one would you have preferred out of these camps? And so those are the things that we'll talk about on this last part. So that is the end of book 4. Book 5, chapter 24, I mean.